Today, South Korea returned the remains of 24 North Korean commandos who were killed after their submarine entered South Korean waters 2 months ago. In a remarkable apology yesterday, the normally defiant North Korean government expressed deep regret for sending in the spy submarine and for the loss of life that resulted. The terms of the apology were brokered by the United States in consultation with South Korea. The apology and repatriation have greatly eased tensions on the Korean Peninsula and have improved chances for cooperation between North and South and between North Korea and the United States. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
In addition to their expression of regret, North Korean leaders have agreed to meet with U.S. and South Korean officials to explore the possibility of peace talks. The Korean War ended with an armistice. There has never been a formal peace treaty. The U.S. and South Korea have proposed a four-party negotiation involving the North, the South, the U.S., and China to reach a permanent peace. North Korean leaders have not consented to the negotiation itself, but they are now willing to talk about it. Assistant Secretary of State Winston Lord.
This is a goal we have worked for 9 months. It is very important because it means for the first time the North will sit down with the South, as well as ourselves, and we would hope at some point as well, of course, the Chinese, to talk about the future of the peninsula.
On other fronts, U.S. officials expect resumed cooperation from North Korea now in efforts to account for Americans listed as missing in the Korean War, which ended in 1953. Pyongyang is also expected to resume the canning of spent nuclear fuel as part of the agreement to freeze and eventually dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The U.S. will then resume deliveries of oil to help North Korea meet its energy needs, and further steps can be taken toward eventual construction of light water reactors there to be paid for by the international community. The U.S. government has no current plans to give food to North Korea, which is facing huge shortfalls this year, but Washington will again consider granting licenses to American companies that want to sell food to the North or barter it. North Korea's economic crisis, born of its communist-inspired centralized economy, is severe and helps explain why Pyongyang was willing to apologize for the submarine incident. Peter Hayes of the Nautilus Institute in Berkeley says North Korea has been reaching out to the West for some time.
It has already opened itself up to the external world in many, many respects, not too many of which have been noticed in the Western world, but on the trade front especially, trade and investment, they have been quite solicitous of Western involvement in their economy. The real sticking point, of course, has been the South, and the South, I think it has to be said, has not really made up its mind even now as to whether it simply wants to starve out and crush the North or really engage it and enable it to stand up on its own feet as a co-equal negotiating partner.
And if the South severely restricts aid and trade to North Korea, the crisis on the peninsula will soon return, Hayes argues. But if the South responds to the North's needs in a vigorous way, the process of reunification could finally be set in motion. This is Ted Clark in Washington.